Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello, welcome to it. It is Thursday, 13th August, and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. Starting in South Africa, Absa Group share price fell by over 5% this morning at market open, then slightly recovered somewhat. This is after the bank warned that its half-year profits could be almost wiped out as a result of the coronavirus crisis. Bad loans during the first 6 months of the financial year quadrupled compared to the same period last year, and profits could plunge by up to 97% as a result, according to the group. So that's a warning from them. And South African mining output fell by 28.2% year on year in June, compared to the revised contraction of 27.6% in May. During the first quarter of 2020, before the pandemic set in, the mining industry in South Africa was the biggest drag on the country's GDP growth in an economy already hit by a recession. Industry experts say the mining industry will continue to face headwinds for the foreseeable future. In Nigeria, the stock exchange All Share Index closed in the green by 0.4% to finish off at 25,236 points, as more investors continue to back in hand some value counters despite pockets of profit-taking activities. In Kenya, the KCB Group reported that after-tax profit plummeted in the first half of this financial year, hit by the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. It also said that it expects a strained business condition for the rest of the year. Kenya's biggest lender by asset said its after-tax profit fell by 40% to $70.1 million, while pre-tax profit also decreased by 28%. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. Remember to subscribe to this newscast podcast. It really makes a difference. It's easy and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Cheers. Enjoy your day.